a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, everyone. We'll call Senate Health and Human Services to order. I'm Deb Soholt, the Vice Chair of Health and Human Services, and Senator Hunhoff is not with us, who is the chair, is not with us today because her very dear elderly aunt and godmother passed away, and she is at her funeral. So our thoughts and prayers go out to her today. They're doing a celebration of her life. I want to welcome our internet listeners to this committee meeting, and happy Friday, everyone. I also want to welcome our Paige, who is with us today, and we'll have her come up to the microphone. read our Paige. No, for our internet listeners, there is a. It's Friday, and people are squirrely, so Senator Holine was stepping up to introduce himself as a page. But I will say that our pages just do an incredible job for us, and they come to learn the public policy process and to become inspired by the possibilities for the future. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Kay Mars. I am from Whitewood, South Dakota. I'm having a blast here at the Capitol. I'm learning a lot. And my future plans, I plan on pursuing an animal science degree.
Wonderful. Welcome. And thank you for all of your help. A reminder to everyone to please turn off your cell phones and would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Here.
Holine.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Krebs.
Here.
Rampelberg.
Here.
Soholt.
Here.
Hunhoff. Madam Madam Chair, there are six present, one excuse.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, and I appreciate the advice and counsel of our senior Senator Bradford. Thank you for your mentoring, sir. I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of Wednesday, January 23rd.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved by Senator Krebs. Senator Rampelberg has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Approval of the minutes. For testifiers, I just would remind you to sign in. And, all right. In the spirit of Friday, we have one bill to take up today. And so now would be the time to entertain Senate Bill 103. Proponents of Senate Bill 103, and I see Senator Krebs. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Senator Chantel Krebs from District 10. Senate Bill 103 is before you today. And it's a, kind of an interesting bill when you look at it. It was something that was brought to our attention on behalf of the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association. And, you know, as legislators, we all find sometimes before us bills that are unusual, but yet have to be taken care of because of a situation maybe or a particular constituent has experienced this. This is a bill, an act to remove the required waiting period before the cremated remains may be released to be scattered. Let's give you a little history. In 1988, this legislature actually passed and adopted a national model on cremation. So this is dating back to 1988. And that was a time when there were very few cremations, let alone and no crematoriums in South Dakota. But today, about a quarter of all funerals involve cremation. And now, today, we have seven crematoriums in South Dakota. And some of them are in your backyard, such as Rampelberg's area and Sioux Falls, Rapid City. One part of the 1988 model code said that if the ashes are to be scattered, the crematorium may not release the cremated remains, or they sometimes call them cremains, until 30 days after that cremation. So what would happen is then, of course, you would have, as a family, a funeral for your loved one, and then you'd have to wait that 30 days to come back or to scatter the ashes. So it'd be in two separate time frames. And so what we'd want to do here today is remove that 30-day waiting period. The funeral directors actually don't know why this was a part of the original law or a model code. It just doesn't really seem to make any sense. And so all the other cremation laws in Section 34 or Title 34 will remain unchanged. Just the 30-day holding period is what we're asking to be repealed. So we're asking to repeal, take that, and remove that 30-day waiting period. Again, has support from the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association, as well as the Department of Health, having no objections. At this time, I'll have further comments from the Funeral Directors Association. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Krebs. Further proponents?
Thank you, Senator. My name is Bob Miller, and I'm the lobbyist for the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association. Most people think I'm the poster child for the shingles shot, but I'm really not. That's what happened to the eye. So, by the way, get your shot if you haven't had one. There's not much I can add to Senator Krebs's explanation. It presents a real difficulty for a family. You're at a time when you're in utmost stress. And you have a funeral, and now I, as the funeral director, have got to take grandma's ashes back away from you, and I have to keep them for 30 days before you can then go scatter grandma's ashes. I mean, it's just a stupid law. And I don't know, I can't find anybody who knows why it was there. It was one of those national codes we adopted. You know, we all think national model codes are also great, and this is one of the prices you pay. So that's what we're asking. Let's just get rid of it and help out bereaved families. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 103. Seeing none, is there opponent testimony on Senate Bill 103? Seeing none, then we would waive rebuttal and move to committee questions. Yeah. Senator Bradford.
Madam Chairman, thank you, and Mr. Miller. My father was cremated, and I intend to be cremated, but he was cremated in New Mexico, and they allowed me to bring those ashes back right after the funeral. So I'm wondering, in South Dakota, has this been followed, or do you think that they even paid any attention?
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Senator, I hate to admit this, but the law is frequently violated and played loose with quite often, particularly in a set of circumstances like that. If you would tell me in my funeral home that you're taking grandma's ashes to New Mexico to bury them, I could probably give them to you. If you told me you were going to go scatter grandma in New Mexico, legally I'd have to say I got to keep them for 30 days. And you can come back later, or I can mail them to you or whatever. But, there's another quirk in the law that some other year we'll fix, too, about how you have to notify the county and so on. But, yeah, it gets ignored.
Go ahead, Senator Bradford. Did you have another question? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to kind of weigh in with Senator Bradford. Well, first of all, I just want to say last year there was a bill. We have a little time, guys, so let me.
Did you have a question for one of the testifiers?
Comment. Thank you. If you would
go ahead,
Madam Chair. Anyway, we were talking about setting up a season for muskrats, and turns out Senator Rode and I looked at each other and says, "You mean you can't shoot muskrats?" We had no idea that there was a law that you can't shoot muskrats. Anyway, I just wanted to comment. You know, my father passed away in Montana, and we took his remains then to Iowa. And it was amazing to me the red tape, let me put it that way. And I wasn't even aware of this law. It's amazing. So I am absolutely in support of it, because I know when the family is there, in that case, we would have had to wait 30 days. It would have just messed everything up. So I'm absolutely in support of the bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there further questions for the proponents of Senate Bill 103? Seeing none, we'll close questions at this time and would move to committee action.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Discussion would come first. I have one comment.
We could do that with a motion. Discussion or action with a motion.
I would like to propose a fictional amendment to say anyone who has admitted to a crime in this committee today, and we have two, bring a nice brunch on our Monday meeting.
Thank you, Senator Holine, for your comment. And if the
and no
and to the internet and to the internet
count.
Audience, they're taking advantage of a newbie chair. All right, I would now entertain a motion on Senate Bill 103. Action.
Chair.
Thank you.
Move to pass Senate Bill 103.
Second.
Thank you. It has been moved by Senator Jensen and seconded by Senator Holine. Do pass on Senate Bill 103. Further discussion on this motion. Senator Bradford.
Well, since we're so heavily loaded and crammed for time, I thought I could try to figure out something to discuss, but... I just got to vote for this.
Further discussion on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 103. Seeing none, I would ask those in favor say aye, those opposed nay, and the secretary to call the roll. Thank you.
Senator Bradford.
Pass.
Holine. Yes. Oh, no vote. Oh, okay. Jensen?
Senator Jensen. We're calling the roll.
Yes.
Krebs?
Here. Aye.
It's early today.
Aye. Rampelberg?
Aye.
Sohal?
Aye.
Hunoff is excused. I have 1, 2, 5 yay.
No, you got to ask me again.
Oh, yeah. Bradford, because he passed. So you
oh, I see. I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Huh? Senator Bradford.
Aye.
Madam Chair, I have 6 yays and 1 excused.
Senate Bill 103 has passed.
Madam Chair.
Senator Holine.
I'd move consent.
Second.
Thank you. Senator Holine has moved consent agenda and Senator Krebs has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. This will move to consent calendar. Thank you very much. Is there any further business to bring before Senate Health and Human Services today? Seeing none, would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved by Senator Krebs, seconded by Senator Holine to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. This committee meeting is now adjourned. And thank you to our internet audience, if anyone is out there, for your incredible indulgence. Happy Friday.